This is a CHOI news report. Vancouver Island University's Board of Governors failed to provide oversight of the university's cybersecurity policies, according to a new report by BC's Auditor General, Michael Pickup.
VIU has 12,000 students, along with 1,500 faculty and staff. Each of them shares personal data with VIU. It is vital for VIU to do everything it can to protect their information and the IT systems that are so important to how the university functions. VIU ranks cybersecurity among its top three risks. The good news is the VIU board is doing some things to fulfill its oversight role. For example, we noted it has defined the roles and responsibilities for risk management and set out its expectations of VIU management. However, I must note that overall we concluded that VIU's Board of Governors has not provided oversight of the university's cybersecurity risk management practices.
The report made three key findings.
The board did not review risk mitigation strategies as often as it should have, which should be throughout the year. There was a lack of risk management training, including cybersecurity training for board members. And thirdly, the board had not reviewed VIU's risk management policy for more than 10 years.
Vancouver Island University says in a statement that VIU's Board of Governors has accepted and is working on implementing the Auditor General's four recommendations. VIU's board appreciates the Auditor General's review and hopes the information in the report will benefit governance at other post-secondary institutions. The Auditor General says he will be following up with the university.
I'm pleased that the board has accepted our recommendations, and they have committed to take action to address the weaknesses. And I will look forward to watching for progress through our annual follow-up process.
Pickup says that VIU was chosen because it is a similar size to other post-secondary institutions in the province. He hopes that the report will prompt other universities and public sector organizations to take a look at their own cybersecurity oversight.
In the area of cybersecurity, because it is so risky, because it is ever so changing, it is so impactful, you got to do all you can reasonably be expected to do to help with the lines of defense. Board oversight and governance of cybersecurity is one of those lines of defense. It's one of the things you need to do because, you know, bad things can still happen here, even when you do all the right things. So you don't want to be skipping some of the right things that should be done.
Mick Sweetman, CHOI News.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.